As Melville said, the one and only voice of God is silence. You have got to know that deep within you, your mind is like a pond, like dropping a pebble into a pond. And you drop the pebble in, and at the surface are all the disturbances. And in your mind, that's the chatter. That's the endless repetition of the beliefs and the things that offend you and your judgments. Endlessly repeating, repeating, and repeating, over and over and over again. You get to a place where you get peaceful. You call it meditation, call it prayer, it doesn't matter. You make it a regular part of your life. Blaise Pascal, the great French philosopher, once said that all of man's troubles stem from his inability to sit quietly in a room alone. Most of us can't do that. We're so hung up on chatter in our inventory, in our beliefs. The pebble drops in its layers, and it drops past chatter to analysis. A-N-A-L. Anal analysis, all right? It's all that anal retentive stuff. Constant picking apart, the intellectual violence of tearing everything apart. It drops to synthesis. Instead of looking at it, I can do this when I'm troubled by something. I can see the pebble in my meditation just dropping. Chatter, no. Why did she do that? Why would she say that? Why would she do that? And I would be thinking about, why would my wife do this? Why would one of my kids do that? And then I could just feel the pebble dropping, and I get to a place called synthesis, where instead of seeing how things are pulled apart, you see how they're held together. And now I see that, you know, my wife and I are one, and my children are one, and we're all one, and this is one family. And it's like all of the analysis and the chatter is gone. And then you get to a point where the pebble drops a little further.